U.S. officials today announced what they call the largest securities fraud takedown in history. More than 120 people, including 11 alleged members of organized crime families, were charged with a variety of crimes, from bribery and stock manipulation to extortion and murder solicitation. Those named include a retired New York City police detective, a San Francisco money manager, and dozens of brokers. NPR's Jim Zeroli has a report.
U.S. officials said this was the largest number of persons ever arrested for securities fraud at any one time. They included some 57 brokers, 12 stock promoters, 30 company officers, a hedge fund manager, accountants, and a lawyer. Authorities say the victims lost some $50 million in the fraud cases and would have lost a lot more if the arrests hadn't interrupted the schemes. The cases involved stock in 16 publicly traded companies, most of them small, thinly traded firms with no real track record in the market. U.S. Attorney Mary Jo White says that in one of the cases, three organized crime figures set up a New York investment banking and advisory firm called DMN Capital.
It was truly an investment bank to the crooked and the corrupt. DMN was fraud central for the racketeering enterprise.
White said DMN was involved in illegally inflating the value of certain microcap stocks and then selling them to investors. It did so by bribing brokers to sell the stocks to their retail customers and by threatening those who refused to participate. The scheme netted about $8 million in illegal profits, according to authorities. But White said those involved were unaware that federal officials were secretly bugging their offices. She also said one partner in the enterprise had agreed to testify in court. Many of the victims of the fraud announced today were senior citizens, according to Assistant FBI Director Barry Maughan.
Victims of these schemes received unsolicited cold calls from the defendant brokers offering a can't-lose, low-risk, high-yield investment opportunity. Sometimes the victims were told they could expect a 100% return on their investment.
Among those named in the indictments was a retired New York City police detective who served as an official of his union's pension funds. Authorities say he took bribes to steer the fund's assets to brokers involved in an illegal stock manipulation. Also named was William Stevens of Husick Capital Management in San Francisco. Stevens allegedly agreed to channel money from various pension funds into rigged investment vehicles. Money from these vehicles would then be refunded to pension officials in the form of kickbacks. The indictments unsealed today also included one count of murder solicitation. Authorities say one of the defendants attempted to arrange the murder of someone he believed was cooperating with prosecutors. These indictments come at a time when microcap stock fraud has become increasingly common. Many experts say the lure of the bull market has made investors susceptible to get-rich-quick schemes in a way they never were before. U.S. Attorney Mary Jo White said she hoped the arrests today would send a message about stock fraud.
Securities fraudsters and would-be securities fraudsters can and should expect law enforcement to be carefully watching, listening, infiltrating, and aggressively investigating and prosecuting their crimes.
These arrests also underscore the growing role that internet companies are playing in the world of stock fraud. Among those charged today was an investment advisor, Alan Wolfson of Tampa, Florida. U.S. officials say through much of last year, Wolfson was involved with fraudulently inflating the value of stocks and then bribing six brokers to dump them on unsuspecting investors. The stocks involved included at least one internet company called BeautyMerchant.com. Authorities say that as the hottest sector in the stock market, internet stocks increasingly have become popular vehicles for fraud. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.